FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The KZN Community Policing Forum says it hopes the rollout of more mobile police units will help fight crime in the province's most remote parts. The new stations are being sent to crime hotspots in Bulwer, Kwamakuta, Inanda and Kwambanambi. Chairperson Mabuto Mchali says residents in these areas have been struggling with high crime levels and a limited access to police resources for a long time.
There's less number of police stations. These areas that have been chosen are very huge area with large number of community. I understand. We got also shortage of stations, especially in rural areas where people are also working long distances. But we look at the area where there's a lot of crime that is happening. If finances allows, then we are going to have other mobiles in other areas as well.
Premier Tami Ntuli says he hopes the initiative encourages more people to come forward. He was speaking at the handover ceremony yesterday.
People will begin to notice that the police are stationed there. Then they will begin to reorganize themselves. I encourage then the community to begin to hold meetings, meetings which are dedicated to fighting together crime with the police, because the police now will be
Moments leading up to a deadly assault during the unrest have taken center stage in court. One of the survivors of the attack in Phoenix, Nkosi Khona Matlala, has been giving his account of how the events unfolded. Four men are on trial for the murder of Njabulo Dlamini. Two others were injured in the assault outside a tavern owned by one of the accused, Trevor Gopal. Newswatch's Renugu Hlimalinga has been sitting in on the proceedings.
Matlala told the court that during the height of the unrest, he and five others took a taxi from Inanda to T's Tavern in Phoenix. They were looking for cocaine, which he claims they were able to previously acquire from the establishment, which is owned by Gopal. He says they drove through two tense roadblocks, ignoring warnings from residents armed with golf clubs and bats to turn back. As they pass the final roadblock, Madlala recalls one person being struck by the side mirror of the taxi. He says a rock was thrown, but they did not stop the vehicle until they reached the tavern. As they were about to leave, he explains that another vehicle blocked their exit. Last week, the court heard how a mob attacked the group and torched the taxi allegedly on Gopal's orders. Dlamini later died in hospital, reportedly after being struck with a rock and a hammer. Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
And a charity watchdog in the UK says it's found no evidence of bullying or harassment at a charity set up by Prince Harry. The Duke of Sussex launched the charity in honour of his mother, Princess Diana, to help young people living with HIV and AIDS in Lesotho and later Botswana. Earlier this year, Sentebale was at the centre of an explosive boardroom dispute. The chairperson publicly accused Harry of bullying. After a months-long inquiry, the regulator says it's found no evidence of widespread or systemic bullying or harassment. But the watchdog says that all parties damaged the group's reputation by letting a boardroom row play out in public. A recap of our lead story, the KZN Community Policing Forum says it hopes the rollout of more mobile police units will help fight crime in the province's most remote parts. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.